Stevie Wonder. And isn't she lovely? It's Sean Styles on BBC Radio Merseyside, round till 11:30. A very, very good morning to you. Good morning, Sean. Charismatic? Well, it's got to be President Obama. He could read my shopping list out and I'd be all in awe of him. Great show from Mark over in Bidston. Thank you, Mark. Roger Phillips has got it. He's got a charisma, says Jed over in Bootle. Absolutely. Mike in St. Helens, Bill Shankly, Pope John Paul and Mother Teresa to be on my list of charismatic people. And Andy in West Derby, Nelson Mandela, of course. Thanks very much for your calls. Keep them coming in, 0151 709 9333. Charisma, who's got it? The indefinable sparkle that is charisma. And can you learn it? Well, Michael Schofield's on the phone now. He runs the coach business based on Whittle, working with businesses and individuals on life coaching, presentation and selling skills as well. Very good morning to you, Michael.
Morning, Sean.
Can we learn to be charismatic, Michael?
That's a difficult question to answer that. I think to a degree you can. I think people who are born with it, though, it's difficult to emulate them in many degrees. But you can break down a lot of the characteristics of what charisma is.
Yeah.
You can certainly learn to develop those. Whether you'll ever reach the dizzy heights of the Bill Shankly's and Muhammad Ali's of this world is obviously a different matter completely.
So what are the ingredients? Give us some of the ingredients, Michael, that, you know, defines charisma for you.
If you're talking about it on a one-to-one basis, I think it's the ability to, as Kerry Cooper was talking about before, about passion, I think is a big thing. Having a belief in what you stand for and being relaxed and confident in yourself, I think that's a big plus in terms of exuding charisma, if you like. I think other things that matter as well is having an understanding of what matters to other people and being able to take their feelings into account, being able to read the emotions of other people.
Sure.
So I think those are the kind of qualities that make up charisma. And there are certainly things that you can develop skills in. As I say, whether you can develop it to its true potential or not is another matter, though.
So who added in your book, JFK?
Definitely.
Yeah.
If you go on YouTube and have a look at his speech in 1962, We Choose to Go to the Moon, there's a perfect example of somebody oozing with charisma who is really passionate and talking about his beliefs and values of what the American people are all about. That's a great example of it.
Sure.
Bill Shankly, for me, is definitely the example I use a lot when I'm talking to people about what is charisma, what's inspirational leadership, what does that look like. Bill Shankly, for me, is the epitome of it.
Yeah, I mean, you met Bill Shankly. What struck you about him more than anything else, Michael?
Very personable, very firm handshake, and his eye contact. It's like in the first 30 seconds when he says hello to you, he's shaking your hand and he's looking at you and he's weighing you up, I think. Definitely came across like that.
I mean,
I
was going to say, it was an interesting contrast at the time when Liverpool had Bill Shankly and Everton had Harry Catterick, although both great football men and well respected. Harry Catterick wasn't a very charismatic man, and it was quite a contrast, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And I think Bill Shankly had that sense of humour, that cheeky charm about him as well, didn't he? Which I think is a great asset to have, sense of humour. The likes of Tom Hanks has got that today, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you. Now, not just the good guys when you're talking about charisma, is it? I mean, what about the likes of Hitler?
Well, as somebody said on the show earlier today, Hitler must have had a lot of charisma and able to be able to influence thousands of people to follow those obviously very wacky ideas.
I mean, you work with schools about inspirational ways of behaving, and you ask them, don't you, about their role models. Are they picking people for the charisma or the celebrity nowadays?
I think there's definitely an element of both in there. A lot of the people that you've been describing before, movie stars and stuff like that, we don't actually know them. It's just the image that they project is what we tend to buy into, isn't it?
Mm.
And we see qualities in them that we either admire or wish we had ourselves, or we do have in ourselves to some degree as well.
I mean, we were talking earlier on about, is charisma enough? You've got to be able to carry it off and keep it up, haven't you?
Yes, you have, and it's exactly like Kerry said, it's about having passion and it's about having belief. It's certainly in terms of leadership, it's about having a vision of where you want to take people. That's arguably what the issue is with Ed Miliband at the moment, is does he really have a clear vision of where he wants to take the electorate? And until he does, he's not going to get that many people to follow him, I wouldn't have thought.
I mean, how important are role models in our life nowadays, Michael, as far as charisma or anything else goes? Is it still very important?
Oh, absolutely. Football, going back to that again, you see what footballers do out of the pitch, and then you see the young kids out playing football on a Saturday morning emulating what they see in the football pitch.
Mm.
So I think role models are very important. They're a lot more diverse than they used to be, I suppose, because obviously all the different types of media that we've got available.
Sure. An interesting one, Michael. Thanks for your time today, mate.
Pleasure.
There's Michael Schofield, life coach, talking about charisma. We'll mix it tonight. Hello, Mick.
All right, Sean.
Who's got charisma, Mick?
There's only one lad, and that's Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman, ah, yes.
You've heard of him, haven't you?
I know Morgan Freeman's a great actor. You reckon he's got it?
Well, I think he's got it.
Happy days.
I think he's brilliant, especially in that Shawshank Redemption.
It's easy for you to say, Mick. It's a good film, the Shawshank Redemption. Thanks, pal. June's in Bowden Park. Hello, June.
Hello.
Who's got it, June?
Neil Diamond.
Oh, well,
he's got it by the bucket full.
Neil Diamond, eh?
Oh, yes.
Yes, I take it you're a massive fan, June, are you?
Very, very big fan, sure.
Well, there you go.
Go to as many concerts again. I must be one of his oldest fans, actually.
Well, he's a great singer and always has been. He's got a fantastic voice, as Neil Diamond.
He really has.
All right, thanks very much for the call, June.
Okay, thank you.
June over in Bowden Park with Neil Diamond. A very good morning to Phil in Crosby. Herbert the hairdresser's got charisma, as far as I'm concerned. Thank you very much, Phil. Me wife's got it, says Marshall over in Prenton. She's had it from day one. And Harry and Seacom, not Harry Seacom, just Harry and Seacom, says Steve Martin for me. He's got it. Give us a call and tell us who you think's got charisma.